Next year in Jerusalem. These are the last words of the Haggadah, the book used in the Seder for Passover, which is celebrated by Jews in the spring. Curator Melanie Holcomb.
It's not until our period that we begin to see an elaboration around that phrase. We take those very words and really give them their due, paint them in gold, surround them with beautiful rolling floral vine pattern. I like to think it's because Jerusalem is becoming so much a part of the consciousness of diaspora Jews.
Among them was the 12th century Spanish poet and physician Judah Halevi, who longed to travel to Jerusalem.
Oh, who will make me wings that I may fly afar, and lay the ruins of my cleft heart among your broken cliffs? I would fall with my face upon your earth, and take delight in your stones and be tender to your dust. Sweet would it be to my soul to walk naked and barefoot upon the desolate ruins where your holiest dwellings were.
The yearning to return is also expressed throughout the Haggadah in the motif of a hound chasing a hare.
The motif of that hound chasing the hare appears in many medieval Hebrew manuscripts, and it is often thought to represent the persecutions of the Jews. Here, in this final page, there are no hounds present. It's just the little hare carefully protected within the decoration right below the letters. It's as if in Jerusalem, the hare can rest easy.
The Jerusalem to be visited next year is not so much the actual city, but a Jerusalem of the soul, the sacred ground where prophets walked and miracles transpired. This is the Jerusalem that captivated the artists of the Middle Ages and that continues to captivate all our imaginations today.